堂听 class.com。
This is the sound and style of American English, course number 2 in Foreign Accent Reduction by Dr. David Alan Stern. Copyright 1987 by Dialect Accent Specialists Incorporated, Los Angeles, California. Please set your tape player's counter or indicator on zero right at the beginning of this side. Then, in the manual, write down the numbers that mark the beginnings of each lesson and each major drill.So you can rewind or fast forward to those lessons anytime you wish to review them. Welcome back. You have already completed the first course in this series, and I hope you've been practicing all of its exercises and drills for American intonation, speech muscularity, and pronunciation. I also hope that you've started using the American speech style during some real-life conversations by following the 2-week program that you found in the course number 1 manual.Well, now it's time to concentrate even more on the American English sounds which are the most difficult to pronounce. But remember, pronunciation alone is not enough. You must continue using the intonations and the muscle styles at the same time. I'll keep reminding you about that all the way through this tape. But if it's been a while since you listened to Course 1, go back and review it one more time before beginning this tape.Okay, let's begin working on those strange American pronunciations. Lesson 1, separating the hard and soft vowels. 8 of the English vowels come in pairs, 2 by 2. In many other languages, there is only one vowel for each of the pairs you need in English. So the first thing we're going to do is to create clear pronunciation differences between the hard vowel and the soft vowel in each pair.Please open your manual to Lesson 1 and follow along with each pair of vowels. For each sound, the practice words and sentences that I actually speak on the tape are printed in capital letters. There are extra word lists and sentences that you can practice for each sound, and they are in lowercase letters. So, whenever I tell you to, please stop the tape and practice those extra drills before moving on to the next sound or pair of sounds.The first pair contains the hard vowel E, as in see and green, and the soft vowel E, as in sit and him. Okay, let's start with the hard vowel. In American English, all of the hard vowels have at least some of the characteristics of diphthongs. Remember them from Course 1? The double vowels like I, I, I.Remember that they all had aggressive movement in the back of your tongue and a quick downward glide in pitch, I, I. Well, the same thing happens on all of the American hard vowels, including E. Even though it's not officially a diphthong, you must still feel some upward movement in the back of your tongue, E. There's also that little downward pitch glide, E, E. In fact,Like diphthongs, you almost hear a second stage of the vowel, a little echo, almost like hearing the hard vowel twice, E, E. Try it on these words. Each, even, see, key, green, trees.And also, this hard E is very important on the following little tiny words. He, she. Don't fall into the trap of saying he and she. He, she, we, me, be. Now, in American speech, when words end in the letter Y or the letters L-Y, we use this same hard vowel E. Try it now. Repeat these words. Very. Happy. Don't do very or happy like you hear in some other dialects of English. Use the hard American version of the vowel. Country. Softly.Quickly. Okay, still with the same hard E. When this vowel comes before the letter L, you really have to give some extra movement to the back of your tongue. You actually have to get an extra little sound. Eel. Eel. Not ill, but eel. Don't go too far with this. We don't want the eel sound that some New Yorkers might pronounce, but a nice, smooth eel. Try it on these words. Repeat them. Meal. Seal. Deal. Appeal. Real. Wheel. And now try these sentences with lots of hard E words. Repeat them after me, and make sure that you're using a lot of rear tongue movement, a quick downward pitch glide, and hear that second stage echo on the sound. E. The green car was speeding on the freeway. She was happy to be eating cheese. He hurt his knee while skiing very rapidly. Don't tease me. My money is real. I'm very sorry you don't agree with me. Now, before going on to the soft vowel, stop the tape and practice the extra word lists and sentences for this E vowel, which are printed in the manual under Lesson 1, Section 1A. Now, the soft vowel in the first pair is I, like in sit and still. The soft vowels do not have a downward pitch glide or an echo stage. They're looser. They're shorter. For example, IT spells it. Not eat, but it. Hear how it's shorter? It stays on that one pitch. IS spells is. Not ease, but is. So, not eat ease, but it is. Try it on this list of words. Repeat them after me. It. Is. Sister. Short little vowel, almost no sound at all. Visit. Tip. Big. Different. Now, when soft eh comes before the letters M or N, it's a little more difficult to keep it soft. Try to make it sound, again, like there's almost no vowel at all there. Repeat them. In. Inside. Interest. Hint. Himself. Winter. Also, when this soft I comes before the L sound, you have to be careful that you don't change it back into the hard sound. I-L-L is not eel, but ill. Ill. Hill. Not heel, but hill. Repeat these others. Silk. Fill. Until. Pill. Now try it in these sentences. Repeat them after me. Don't forget to use intonation. Also, relax your lips and use the rear tongue muscles. Go inside and sit still. This winter will be different. Bill visited his rich sister. Pick him up on Fifth Avenue. We lifted the infant out of his crib. And once again, stop the tape. Practice the extra drills for this soft vowel, which are in the manual under Lesson 1, Section 1B. Now let's try a few sentences containing both vowels from this pair. In the manual, in Lesson 1, Section 1C, you will see square brackets around the hard vowel and rounded brackets around the soft vowel. The manual will follow the same format of square and rounded brackets for each pair of vowels which follow. But try it now for I and E. Sit in that seat by the window. She broke her heel while climbing the hill. The team grinned after seeing the green field. And now do the additional drills contrasting these two vowels in Lesson 1, Section 1C of the manual. Okay, now in the second pair, we will separate the hard vowel A, as in day and eight, from the soft vowel E, as in get and ready. In this pair, the hard vowel actually is one of the five diphthongs you already studied. Remember it from course one? It was the A, A. Remember, you began with your rear tongue in the starting position, then moved it forward into E, E, and then up and forward into E, A, A, A. Remember also that the pitch went down into that second stage, A, A. Okay, we'll review it briefly here. Repeat the words. Aim. Day. Say. Again, remember that you need an extra little vowel stage when this sound comes before L. Ale. Not L, but ale. Nail. Sail. And let's try a few sentences. Today's date is April the 8th. The freight train traveled away from the station. Stay away from that trail when it's raining. And before going on to the soft vowel, stop the tape and practice the extra drills for this A, which are printed in the manual under Lesson 1, Section 2A. Okay, the important task here in this pair is to create the soft vowel, the vowel E, E. Again, begin in the starting position and move your tongue slightly forward, E, E. Your mouth is open a little bit more than it was in the first pair, and your tongue is a little bit lower down, eh, eh, but the vowel happens quickly. Repeat the words, get, ready, again. And remember, there's no pitch change during this quick vowel, eh, 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 not gate, but get, not ready, but ready. Repeat these other words. Every. Enemy. Friend. Bed. Get. Ready. 10. And again, be particularly careful before the letter L. Don't put in a second stage of the vowel. Ale, ale. No, instead raise the tip of your tongue and don't push very hard. L, L, L. Repeat in these words. Sell, well, bell. Again, remember to keep this vowel on one pitch. Now try it on these sentences. My friend is resting in bed. Keep changing pitch between the words, but not during the vowel, not framed, resting. Friend is resting. Ed sent 10 letters to the enemy. Get the room ready before the deadline. The senator meant everything he said yesterday. The general slept in his headquarters. And once again, stop the tape and practice the extra drills for this soft vowel in the manual, Lesson 1, Section 2B. And now some sentences with both of these vowels. Repeat them while following in the manual in Lesson 1, Section 2C. 8 men can't get through the gate. Dennis is taking a technical course. Mel is a mail carrier. Sail the boat out west and then sell it. And now do the extra drills comparing these two vowels in Section 2C of this lesson. Pair 3 contains the hard vowel oo, as in smooth and cruel, and the soft vowel as in foot and pull. Oh, these two can be very confusing because often both vowels are spelled the same way, sometimes with a double O, sometimes with the letter U. But let's start with the hard oo vowel. The American oo does not use the lips as much as the British or other European versions. Keep your lips as relaxed as possible. Start with the back of your tongue and try creating the sound with an upward movement of the rear tongue. Oo, oo, oo. Now, because this is a hard sound, you almost hear it twice. Oo, oo, as you glide down in pitch. Oo. Again, don't push your lips very much. Just let your bottom lip float slowly up and back to close your mouth at the end of the sound. Not smooth, but smooth. Here are the words. If you repeat them, smooth, spoon, boot, moon, truth. Let's look for a minute at this hard vowel before the L sound. Again, you almost need that little extra bit of vowel. Rule. School. Almost a tiny little W in there. Cool. Rule. Foolish. Repeat these sentences. It's true that the new school is a gloomy place. He cleans the studio every Tuesday at noon. She likes viewing the moon on June nights. Drink fruit juice when you have the flu. Judy was very rude to Susan. And before going on to the soft vowel, stop the tape and practice the extra drills for oo, which are in the manual under Lesson 1, Section 3A. Now, the soft vowel in this pair is pronounced as in could and good. It has only one stage, no echo, stays on the same pitch. And again, it's very short, very soft. Don't push your lips at all. It's almost like a tiny little grunting sound. Repeat, could. Not could, but could. Good. Not good, good. Should. Wouldn't. Foot. Goodbye. Wolf. Took. Look. And now let's try a few words where this vowel comes before the letter L. Make sure that you don't go back to the hard oo version. Don't do ool, do ul. Real quick. Pull, not pool. Pull. Bull. Full. And now these sentences. He took a look under the car's hood. They pulled the wolf out of the woods. There are good books in the neighborhood library. The butcher's steaks looked really good. Dr. Goodman took a bullet out of the man's foot. Once again, stop the tape and practice the extra drills for this soft vowel in Lesson 1, Section 3B of the manual. And now follow along in Lesson 1, Section 3C as we do drills containing both vowels in this pair. We pulled him out of the swimming pool. He put his foot in the new boot. The woman said goodbye to her students. He couldn't prove that the news was true. And now practice the additional drills for these two vowels in Section 3C. Now, the fourth pair separates the hard vowel O, as in no and ocean, from the soft vowel A, as in call and brought. Now, here again, the hard O actually is one of the five American diphthongs that you studied in Course 1. So let's review it quickly. Remember, the American O does not use the lips very much at all. You begin with your tongue in the starting position and pull it back slightly before you begin to go and then finish by gliding your tongue up and closing your lower lip without pushing. Oh, oh, oh. Try it on these words. Go. Home. Motion. Also remember to use the downward pitch glide. Go. Home. Repeat these other words. Over. Don't let those lips go forward or the tongue go forward. Not oh, oh. Over. Ocean. No. Grow. Echo. Phone. Nobody. And again, you need that little extra vowel sound when it comes before the L. Goal. Not go. Goal. Roll. Mold. Cold. Now review the sound in these sentences. I hope I can go home tomorrow. She rowed the boat over the ocean. He rowed home, hoping for a big loan. And before going on to the soft vowel, stop the tape and practice the extra O drills in the manual under Lesson 1, Section 4A. The soft vowel in this pair is AW. It's spelled so many different ways, and all of those spellings are explained in more detail in Lesson 1, Section 4B of the manual. Aw. Aw. Oh, yes, there are some places in the United States where this sound is pronounced more like ah. Ah. But again, The official standard American pronunciation is aw, aw, with a little bit of muscle work in the corners of your mouth. Aw, aw. So open the front of your mouth, but don't push the lips. Not awful, but awful. Feel the opening in the corners, but don't push forward in the center. Repeat these words. All. Walk. Raw. Ought. Not row and oat, but raw and ought. In some words, this vowel is spelled with the letters A-U. Do not pronounce them ow. It is not applaud, but applaud. Try these others. Taught. Nautical. Cause. Sauce. Now here are some sample words where the aw vowel is spelled with the letter O. Again, look in the manual and see the details of the different spellings. But when these words do have O's in them, don't pronounce the hard O. Don't say cloth or cloth, but cloth, the same aw. Repeat them the correct way in these words. Often. Cloth. Lost. Song. And in a few sentences, the tall author paused and walked away. Leaves fall on the lawn very often. Paul ate some really awful sauce. Don't walk off with such a bad cough. Now practice the extra drills in the manual under Lesson 1, Section 4B. Okay, let's try some drills where both vowels in this pair are in the same sentences. Follow along in Section 4C of Lesson 1. Overall, cloth is better than gold. I saw him walk home alone. Don't fall in the ocean while walking on the boat. Now stop the tape and do the additional contrasts printed in Section 4C of this lesson. And before continuing, rewind the tape and repeat this whole lesson. But this time, make extra sure that you are also using jump up and step down intonation on the practice sentences, either by following my pattern or finding your own important words to jump and pitch.